blowing around, so I tell you.
That's okay.
Then you got, you know, 20 on these here.
The last time the Buffalo Bills held sole position of first place in the AFC East on a November election day was, well, let's just say some of the people voting weren't even born yet. But this election year, the Bills are favorites to win the AFC East, and things are looking up. So many fans, instead of putting a Trump or Biden sign in their yard, they're putting one up of Josh Allen.
I've had a few people stop me. What party are they running under? And I said, the Bills. Bills party.
The man you just heard interacting with a customer was Glenn, who drove in from Derby, New York to sell signs and Bills merchandise on the corner of Elmwood and Hurdle Avenue.
Well, it wasn't my idea. The guy that I worked for, it was his idea. He's got a store at the mall.
The signs and their workers are coming from a sports store inside McKinley Mall. They won't be staying for long at that location, though. Glenn says the developer of the land has received complaints and doesn't want to be liable for any injuries near a busy intersection.
They're afraid to get sued, but I mean, they can't be too afraid, otherwise they really would have fenced this all off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anybody can walk through here, fall down.
While election season will end soon, Glenn says he plans to keep moving to different street corners around Buffalo, selling signs and gear for just a little longer this fall season.
Find another street corner?
Yeah, there's a million of them in Buffalo.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.